so, so, so much. I love you so, 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 so much. Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life? Well, that's another. Which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of Soul Food for Thought 5 days a week. To help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday, interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Here we go again. So grateful to be here with you all. Lots of good stuff to discuss, ponder, contemplate, etc., etc. And hope you're all having a magical moment wherever you are, whenever you are. Look around. It's magical, isn't it? Wherever you are. Look at the traffic next to you. It's beautiful, right? One day you'll look back on that this moment as you sit there in your physical skin, right? Your bio body suit. And you'll look back on just this distant dream that you long for. Like, it's like a great memory from childhood, right? That you can look at now and think about. Well, it'll be the same thing when you leave this life. You have so many other adventures, but this will always be such a special adventure for you, your avatar, your character that you're playing. So don't miss out on it. Don't get into, you know, the goal is to move into the moment fully, right? And to appreciate it. I'm someone who's always been so nostalgic. And so it's something that I've really had to work on in realizing, like, now, like, bring that perspective of hindsight into the moment, that nostalgic, you know, we can always all remember things. You know, we can look back on them more fondly, maybe even at times than they were, right? We can look back and paint this beautiful picture. We'll like see it and appreciate it fully now. Stop and smell the roses, right? That's the whole idea. Moving into the present as if it's a present, a gift. It is. And that is the aim. That is the way to walk this world, walk this life, and live it from its highest and grandest viewpoint and perspective, and the way to really capture what you set out to capture and to achieve what you set out to achieve. So that when you do cross, when you do leave, you know, we've been talking about death the last few days, there's no regret. You're not looking back and saying, I wish I had, what if I did? Wow. Why wasn't I more aware of the beauty and of those normal moments, those mundane moments, right? They're all alive with so much energy. And if you can start to bring an awareness to those moments, of course, they become more vibrant. The colors are brighter. Everything feels more intensely. And of course, you then attract more things that you're excited about as a result, right? You be it to see it, be it where you are right now, wherever it is, start drumming up that vibration. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. There was a post on the Facebook group that inspired me to the Facebook group on is called Positive Heads, for those of you who aren't a part of it, but lots of people connecting there, and someone posted a question or to the rest of the group, and it inspired the sort of direction of today's episode. Before I get into it, though, I would like to read a review on iTunes. You guys know how I love my reviews, and you've been leaving them, and I love you for it. It definitely fuels this labor of love that is this show, keeps me going. And if you haven't taken the time to review yet, please, please do so. Helps us to reach new listeners. And like I said, one good review definitely fuels my fire to do what I've had other podcasters look at me and say, 5 days a week, how do you do it? Like, what? And it's because I'm so amped and so inspired by you guys and the fact that I'm able to play a small role in your own personal journeys of self-discovery and awakening, right? Just to play that little role and touch your lives in any way, shape, or form. It's such a meaningful experience. It is truly, I can say, serving others is and helping others is by far the greatest gift that I've had, the greatest accomplishment. And so, please review. This one's by Joel 88. He says, Brandon, thank you. The Positive Head podcast is my new go-to for a dose of spiritual connection and food for the soul. I subscribe to many podcasts for entertainment, education, and optimal living, but I appreciate you, your messages, and efforts so much. I'll listen to you first. You will help me feel spiritually connected when life can so often make me feel disconnected and forget who I am. I have a few friends that I can speak the truth with simple comfort, but when they're not available, I truly appreciate being able to listen to one of your episodes and remember who I am and who we all are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joel, for taking the time to give me this feedback. And so glad that you've newly found the show and it is resonating and helping you on your journey. All right, then. Well, you guys also, I'm now, the show is now also on Google Play. So you can subscribe over there. Even if you're not listening there, please go over and subscribe. It's same kind of thing. It's going to help us to reach new people. They don't have a review set up there, but if you just click subscribe, it's super simple and yeah, it'll help. So let's see here. Moving right along. Okay. So speaking of this post, right? It was, a girl named Courtney on the Facebook group. And she said, this is the only group I feel like I can bring this up to without being told I'm ridiculous or dreaming too big. I've been doing a lot of self-exploration, finding passions and that fun stuff. Some old dreams and aspirations have started to resurface. I've always had this dream to sing or dance or act, something creative. But my entire childhood, I was never afforded the opportunity to explore these things. My parents kept me on lockdown all the time and books were my escape. And everyone I ever told that I wanted to do something like this told me I was ridiculous. I am realizing I want to give back to the world in my creativity. Not really to seek out fame or money, but to serve through my creative expression. Maybe write that one song that impacts someone. But I'm 27. I have 3 kids under 6. And part of me is saying this is ridiculously cliche. I don't know the first thing about being creative. While I do plan to do some art type classes and other things to kind of explore what vibes with me, I guess I'm looking for encouragement and just somewhere to talk about this. I haven't even mentioned it to my husband because I feel like I'm going to get the same typical response of get your head out of the clouds. Oh, what a conundrum. What a thing that so many of us deal with. So many of us struggle with. First off, you don't need to learn to be creative. You are creative. We are all creative. We are one with what created all things. We are many fractals of the creator, our higher self, source, God, if you want to go there, call it that, consciousness, love, all the same thing. What does it do? It creates infinite creation. You are creative, every single one of us. Now, we all may have different sort of talents. We can all shoot a basketball and make a shot. Not everyone's going to be Michael Jordan. We have our different tools that we brought from the infinite toolbox of the creator self that we spawned from, right? That we left the other side. When we came here, if there are certain things you wanted to do, I wanted to have this sort of experience, right? Connecting with people through through the use of my voice, right? So I brought the tool of out of the toolbox of having a natural knack for saying, having a lot to say, a lot of perspective to share, right? So the game becomes not questioning whether or not you're creative. It's what type of creativity resonates, as she said here, that vibes with her. So, you know, some of the things that are sort of troubling about this, and I say that not in a bad way, but just, you know, you're telling stories that are self-defeating. I'm 27. I have three kids under six. You know, I've been told it's ridiculous. I believe it's ridiculous to some degree. I'm afraid I'm going to hear it's ridiculous more, right? Well, all those are stories that you're telling. You know, you've got the right perspective. One thing I will say, I was in a band for many, many years, and, you know, we played with some other big bands and got a development deal with a major label. And, you know, it went from being fun, so much fun in the early years, to being sort of a job and work and stressful when we got so concerned about making it big, right? So you definitely have the right perspective there on that. It's not do it because you love it. And to hell what anyone thinks, says. I mean, you know, all the greatest minds have never bought into limiting beliefs of other people. Why do people want to sell you their limiting beliefs? Because they haven't been bold enough to step out, and they haven't been fearless in the pursuit of what sets their soul on fire. But you've got to be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire if you want to live to the fullest and be the greatest and grandest version of yourself. Follow your dreams and the universe will open doors where there were only walls. Follow those dreams. Follow those inclinations. If something keeps popping up in you, you say it's resurfacing, probably because you are moving into an expanded sense of self. You're opening up to your higher self, your higher perspective, which is what? It's a creator. That's what source does. It creates. It creates universes. It creates worlds. It creates nonstop. It's constantly recreating itself anew in every moment. It's not something you have to learn. It's what you are. And once again, listening to the perspective of someone who just doesn't understand this and who has been sold on, I just heard a story recently how they, in the circus, they would tie a chain, and it might have been on the podcast. I can't remember where I heard it, but I'll share it again. Even if it was, might have been an interview with someone recently. I can't remember. It all runs together after a while. But someone was telling me this story, how they chain a elephant to in the circus, as when it's a baby, they would chain it up, and so it would wouldn't go free, right? It would stay there. Well, when this chain is very feeble and small, but it works for a small elephant. Well, they keep that same chain on it throughout its whole life. Well, it could easily break free of the chain that is confining it as an adult. It's no match for the power of the big elephant. But the elephant has been trained since childhood, since it was a baby, that this chain holds me in place and I cannot break it. And so they never try to break free of the limiting chain that was put on them in their childhood. And that's exactly what Courtney is talking about here. And we've all been given that, right? And I would like to say that that's actually a gift, because you get the opportunity to break free of the chain. Same thing with there's another story where you can put fleas inside of a little jar and put a lid on it, and it will jump up and down, and it will hit the top, and it will, you know, it can jump way out of it, but the top stops it, right? So the fleas will jump up and down, and it realizes it can't get past the top, and it just jumps only so high, right? Take the top off, the fleas will never jump out. They've been trained that they can't get past that point. Meanwhile, it's wide open, waiting for them to jump out. If you can free your mind and understand that you've been chained, you've been turned into a flea when you are actually this whale, right? You're sitting on the back of a whale fishing for minnows, and you are it. It's like it's all so there and right within you. And yes, you don't need fame. You may get fame. It doesn't matter. It all becomes irrelevant when you're being true to what you are. and living from purpose, from wanting to express yourself fully, you instantly win. You instantly are doing it. And so I challenge you to tell a new story. Listening to someone, you know, who it's like someone telling you, you know all about Fiji, you've learned all about it, and then someone's going to tell you, let's say you grew up there, you knew all about this wonderful island, and then someone who's never made it out of Alabama is going to tell you details about what it's like. That's what it is when you're listening to, and then you believe them. It's like, what are you doing now? You are experiencing, this perspective, this understanding, this knowing. You know what Fiji is like, what we're talking about here. You know, in that example, this is the equivalent. You understand that you are an all-powerful fractal of the source creative consciousness that animates all things. So when someone who lives in Alabama is going to tell you all about Fiji and you know firsthand, why are we still listening? Why are we listening to someone who doesn't really fully understand the big picture? And that's becomes such an important piece for us all to get, is understanding that you stop listening to those who really aren't in the know. Their limited perspective is crippling to them, and they're trying to share that with you because they feel better in sharing it with you. Start telling a new story. Be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. It makes me instantly think of, you guys have heard me tell the near death story of the girl drowning. Probably multiple times I've told it, where, you know, this girl I met who came to my house, was talking about how she drowned and she went to the other side and she was there, and there was first thing waiting. This being was like, oh, well, here you are. You did everything you wanted, right? You accomplished everything. You went for all your dreams, right? In a very kind of like prodding way. And meanwhile, of course, she was like, no, 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 I haven't. I want, there's more. Oh my gosh, I missed out. And she got to come back. You don't want to get to the other side and have that same question being posed. You did everything right. You didn't become a chained elephant, right? You didn't become a flea that can't jump out of the jar, right? You didn't listen to someone telling you about something that they know nothing about. You know all about this. You understand this. Listen to yourself. You are your own great guide. This morning I received a note from the universe, had a little bit of synchronicity with it, actually. I had just started writing, there's a listener who works for Google X and has invited, me to talk, or is trying to work out, an event where myself and Taylor, who was on the show recently, come on as an interview. You guys will probably remember him a few weeks ago, us going to Google and giving a little talk. Exciting stuff, very inspiring. And I was writing all about sort of what I would talk about there, right? And essentially, I was talking about a game that I would put forth to people that are part of the Google X team and that they could all experiment with. And then, of course, synchronistically, the note from the universe today. And of course, it also ties into this idea of playing, right? That I'm talking about here with Courtney. Be playful. Don't take yourself so seriously. Get playful. Don't listen to silly stories of why you can't. You've got children. Wait, have you ever seen anyone creative that has children? I think so. Have you seen anyone older than 27 that's creative? I think so. I mean, so life is a game. Play it. Quit taking yourself so seriously. And of course, so I'm writing this, you know, just a few hours ago about, here's the game that I would like to play during my talk and so forth. And then of course, note from the universe is, when you play a game with family and friends, Brandon, like hide and seek, Twister, or even Monopoly, do you lose sleep the night before? Do you worry what people will think of your performance? Do you wonder how your past or your childhood years might influence your moves? Do you replay each turn in your mind the day after? No, because it's just for fun. You understand that no matter what happens, nothing about it can detract from who you are. That while you might not win, you'll be richer and wiser for the time spent thinking and calculating and sharing with friends. You might even relish the refinement and development of your skills. Besides, in games, you have nothing to prove. Everyone you play with already loves you. Bottom line, you can become more fun for the playing, but not less. And so, the more you play, the more fun you have. The more you grow, and the better you get. Yeah? Well, these are the exact same reasons that angels play the time-space game. Brandon, it's why you're here. Your role, the universe. So I would say, Courtney, it's why you're here. Your role, the universe. Then the PS, Brandon, Courtney, all of you listening, the board is your life, the tokens are your friends, and achieving particular dreams and overcoming customized challenges are the prizes you've chosen ahead of time. There are health games, wealth games, relationship games, confidence games, pride games, worthiness games. There are even games you've never heard of. Some play one at a time, others play many at once, but no one ever has anything to lose. You have nothing to lose, Courtney. No one has anything to lose. Follow that creativity. That we are most happy when we're being creative because we are creators, right? It's our natural, it's you know, everything should be in equilibrium and natural to what it is. Well, what are you? You are a creator. And so when you can move past these fears, you know, forget everything and run, fear, right? Or face everything and rise. Let's face this. Let's rise. Become more of who and what you truly are. That's all this is. This is an opportunity. This is a challenge. And it's a challenge to all of you to get this. And we're getting it. So that is the beautiful thing, right? To be getting it, to be understanding. And if you guys haven't signed up, get your own notes from the universe. I think it's tut.com. Those are great. They just come randomly. And how many times there's been synchronistical messages for me, I can't even count. It's just like the show, how often you guys see when we're in the flow, how much the synchronicity unfolds, reinforcing the concepts and the ideas and the things that are bubbling up in your life. And it becomes a game to follow these synchronicities and signs. And, you know, it becomes a trail of breadcrumbs that you're playing with your higher self, right? You know, one last thing I'll leave you guys with. It makes me think again of my friend who talked about on her ayahuasca journey, going to the other side and seeing our oversouls and how vast and powerful we are and how these characters, these avatars, right? Avatars are what you create in a video game, right? We are avatars, and how our oversouls is playing and observing our avatars, and how small and insignificant in comparison to our oversouls these characters that we've taken on are. It's just for fun. It's just for play. Our whole lives are like a blip on the radar. It's so quick and brief in the scope of eternity. So stop taking yourself so seriously. Understand that you are playing a game and you are meant to have fun with it. And any of these limiting beliefs and constrictive thoughts are nothing but obstacles you put in place so that you could overcome and feel the joy of facing everything and rising. So with that being said, all you powerful, beautiful beings, I have a powerful song to leave you with. One of my favorite bands of all time. Certainly up there, probably tied as my top favorite 80s band. Tears for Fears. This song is called Power. Till next time, journey well, you powerful beings.
decide.